But for those who want to be rich fall into temptation and are trapped by many senseless and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, and in their eagerness to be rich, some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pains. I've heard preachers say that it is the love of money that is the problem, not money itself. For me, this is like saying sex isn't a problem. Enjoying sex is the problem. Have all the sex you want, just don't like it very much. That's a little silly, too. I love having sacks of money. But that doesn't mean there aren't serious spiritual dangers around money and sex. Rampant selfishness at the expense of others is unspiritual, unkind, and in opposition to the core teachings of the world's religions. We need to find a way forward that allows us to be a little bit wealthy and care for the poor and our planet without feeling guilty about money, and enjoying it wholeheartedly for the good it produces in the world and our personal lives. Be mindful about your money by giving your money some love, the right kind of love. Not avarice or greed, but spiritual love, love that is attentive, patient, and kind. In ancient Greek, the original language of the New Testament, there are four different words for love, each with a unique flavor and nuance. But in English, we have only one word for love. All four Greek terms get jumbled together, creating much confusion about the love of money. This is a topic worthy of an entire book, but it seems reasonable to distinguish between selfish, narcissistic love of money for self-aggrandizement and a love of money that is mindful, filled with gratitude for our blessings, and increases our capacity for service. The phrase love of money in 1 Timothy 6:10 comes from the word philargyria, which literally means love of silver. Phil is one of the Greek roots for love, and argyria is silver, the metal that ancient Greek coins were made from. Philargyria has a profoundly negative connotation and refers to avarice. What I suggest is that we need agape argyria, divine love of money. Agape is the highest form of love and also means charity. It is a selfless love fervently devoted to the service of others. Agape allows us to love that which is intuitively unlovable, the sinner, the criminal, the fool, the leper, and perhaps even money. Why shouldn't money and God work together? It is true that no one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Matthew 6:24. But here's a cool trick. You can make money serve God, just not the other way around. The journey from philargyria to agapeargyria is a life's work. To transform ourselves and our communities from avaricious greed to a healthy love and respect for the beauty and power of wealth is not easy. And the work is never done because eliminating our self-centered egoism, increasing our capacity for love and service, is the spiritual journey. Agape argyria is a daily practice, not a line item on your taxes. It is a spiritual practice that aligns our actions with our highest ideals. And because money is a tool that allows us to move and act in the world,